Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. He's the president of Ukraine, is a comedian. He has already sold his inaugural address as a one-hour Netflix special. That is interesting.
What day is it?
Why do you ask?
Tuesdays are better.
Why is that?
Do you think?
Well, it's not Monday.
This is true.
Man, ain't that the truth.
I want to hear the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I can handle the truth.
Okay, you ask for it.
It's just a regular
Tuesday.
Okay, then.
Let's get started.
Showtime!
Good morning. Welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show for a Tuesday. And we welcome to the fray our friend, Sue Thomas.
Yeah!
Good morning!
Sue, I call you Sue.
Yes.
But on, like, Facebook, you're Susan Thomas. Do you prefer Susan?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I changed it finally on Facebook to that. I left it at Susan because my mother was around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she was a Susan caller.
Yeah, correct.
What's your middle name?
Louise.
Did you get a lot of Susan Louise? Susan Louise, come clean your room.
Yeah, she would drop it every now and then, but it's her name too.
Oh.
So you see what I'm saying? So you don't overdo.
So your mom really liked her name.
Yeah, she really did. She really did.
And now you have a dog.
Named Lulu?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't think of that, Courtney. People point that out, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't. That didn't occur to me.
Well, Lance has taken the day off. He had some, he has a dentist appointment at 2:30.
Mm. Are you kidding me?
No, I just like to say that. It's a
like,
funny
what?
Joke.
He never told. Okay.
But he did have a tooth issue yesterday and over the weekend. So hopefully he'll get that all fixed and feeling better. And we now know who the St. Louis Blues are going to be taking on for the next round.
Who? I didn't stay up.
The Dallas Stars.
Mm. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know either. You know, it's just...
I was hoping it'd be Nashville.
I think most of us were hoping it was Nashville because we had their number this year.
Yep. Yeah.
But...
And it's such a fun rivalry.
It really
it's
is.
It's become a kind of a cool thing.
Over the past few years, it's taken over the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really has, hasn't it?
And Detroit used to be a big rivalry until they got moved out of our division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have that anymore either. But man, all those years of Red Wings and Blackhawks and Blues.
Yeah.
Very exciting times. But it's a new day, a new era. And the Predators are always in the fold. But not this year.
Stars it is.
Yes, it is Stars. And we have home ice advantage, I believe.
Love that.
So
even though...
I know. Like, we took all those games from...
Winnipeg
at their own place.
No, it's a good thing.
There's still games going on, so no schedule has been set yet, obviously. I think we have a game 7 tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights in San Jose. Mm. Last night, Carolina. I watched a lot of hockey last night.
Wow, I guess.
I know. Last night, Carolina extended their series because they Washington Capitals could have closed it out last night. And Carolina beat them, so now it'll go to a game 7.
Ooh.
And TJ Oshie, the Capitals' second biggest star behind Ovechkin, out.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. Really? What happened?
He had a clavicle fracture.
Yeah.
Ah.
You can't play hockey with one of those.
My gosh. Usually it's just upper body. We don't get to hear. Upper body, lower body.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had surgery on it. Where is the clavicle?
That your
isn't
shoulder?
It right?
Isn't it your shoulder area?
Your shoulder?
I thought that was called something else.
I don't know.
Right here, collarbone. Is that kind of right?
And then clavicle might be more
the chest,
right, fronty. On. Yeah, top of your chest.
Fronty, I think, is what
neck.
The medical professionals call it. So that series is very exciting too. And then once all the games are over,
it's the fronty.
It's the front.
Yes.
Okay.
It's right here in your. It's like right below your shoulders. It's that little front part
shoulders.
Right there that attaches.
Yeah.
It's right here. Yeah.
Okay. Can you see that, radio people? It's right here.
Right here!
So point to your collarbone.
Right, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying it's the same thing?
It's the same thing, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, right. Different name.
The clavicle or collarbone.
Oh.
Yeah. Is a long bone that serves as a imagine? Strut.
That's no. Just got to hurt like a...
Yeah. Mm. You can't play hockey like that. No. You just can't.
No. I mean, I've tried before, and it won't work. So we're feeling good Cardinals. Tim was at the game last night.
Yeah.
They kind of won.
They won big.
I know.
They're looking real good. And even these games that we've lost, I've said they're scoring runs. We just need to kind of sort out the pitching a little bit. But I don't know. Jack Flaherty looked good, and the bullpen looked good, and I'm feeling real good.
What was the final score?
Like 13-5?
Holy Toledo.
12-5.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Okay. Sorry to just dive into the Cardinal stuff. Dexter Fowler is looking real. I believe he went 4-for-5 last night, which is such a great story. Obviously, he struggled a lot last year.
Yes.
Kept his head up. You know, some fans were pretty tough on him, but man, it's good to see. I mean, he's batting almost 300. It's pretty awesome.
I love Dexter Fowler.
So likable.
Dexter Fowler. Dexter Fowler.
Did you plan this? Kevin,
no.
It's called Dexter Fowler. Yeah.
Man, those are some great lyrics there. And then I know Kevin probably dove into Game of Thrones last night.
Oh, man.
You're always a day after, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got to do that. At the end of this week, I will catch up.
And spoiler alert.
Uh-oh. No. Really?
I'll say that only because...
There's a big story today about a scene in... In the episode from Sunday.
The episodes continue to build towards, you know, that Iron Throne.
Yeah, you know, they're all set up episodes.
Right, yeah.
They're going to be set up episodes. And people are mad because there's not enough action.
It's another great episode because, you know eventually, I mean, either...
Do not give anything away.
No, eventually you're saying goodbye to these characters because the show's going to end.
Yeah.
And it's another one of those really good episodes where certain things happen to certain characters where delve into, you know, them on a personal level. It's just so well done.
Dexter Fowler, by the way, hitting .313.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about what we have in store for you today on the show. We have two chances for you to win Cardinals tickets. We have those tickets that we're giving out all week for Cancer Awareness Night at Busch Stadium where you get... it's a theme ticket, and you get to choose the color hat for which cancer you want to represent.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're stocking caps this year. They're very cool. So we'll have tickets for that for the Cardinals. We also have tickets for tonight's game against the Brewers as we play 3 in a row. You go. Some great food stories this morning. Also, it's Tuesday. Misconnections with Lance usually happens. We might have to do a best of misconnect. We're not going to make you do that soon. It's uncomfortable for everyone. When anyone else tries to do it, it just doesn't.
Okay, remember, it's probably been 10 or so years since I did it, and
I know. We don't want to do that. We want to make you feel welcome here today, Sue.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do. Okay,
Sue did Misconnections 10 years ago.
It really was just me, Tim, trying to do the caveman voice from Saturday Night Live. That's how it turned out.
Yeah, here's some of the sound.
Actual audio of Sue Thomas. All right, let's talk about your weather. It's a lovely morning. Cloudy, cooler today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly south of the metro. And we're going to get up to about 68, so not near as warm as yesterday. And then tonight, thunderstorms possibly in the forecast south of the metro area. We're going to get down to 53. And then tomorrow, more showers in the forecast with a high of 70. And looking throughout the rest of the week, we're mid-70s the rest of the week into the weekend. Right now?
65.
And here is our friend Sue with the first check of your traffic.
Gosh, traffic looks fine at this hour if you're just headed out. We do have an accident reported northbound 55 past Imperial Main, but they've moved that to the shoulder. So really no delays through there. Quiet on the Poplar, eastbound 6440, eastbound 70. Both look good headed into downtown. Now, crews will close a lane westbound on the Poplar this morning. That starts at...
Y98, L. Goulding, on. Sorry, there's a lot of people featured in that song. Oh, Diplo, that's right. And then Sway Lee. I always hear it And I never know what they're saying, but it's Sway Lee, two different words. Now you guys know that's just Y98 filling you guys in. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. And yesterday was Earth Day. And the plan was yesterday for us to, right after the show, join the rest of our coworkers here at Entercom St. Louis in different parks throughout downtown and clean up trash, do a little picking up for Earth Day. And they started at 9. We were, of course, on the air until 10. So at 10, we were supposed to depart. And around 9:40, when we still had two breaks left, my team of coworkers came trotting back in the building because they had already cleaned up their park. So I didn't get to go participate.
Did they clean up their park or did they get kicked out?
They cleaned up one park. There was talk of somebody got kicked out of their park.
Because they already hire people to clean an area that they had planned on cleaning.
Oh. Because of there was stuff left over from an Easter egg hunt. So that was part of the issue.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of, they had like a very particular process or thing they were doing. So,
and I went and we had like a little gadget that helps you, like clamp it. And it picks up stuff. And I will say, cigarette smokers, shame on you.
Yeah, I know. Just leaving it.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere. That's mostly what I picked up. Cigarette butts. Yeah, and I am a smoker. I know it's terrible. It's a terrible look for me. Mm-hmm. But when I play golf, when I smoke in my car, I have an ashtray. Mm-hmm. And I put cigarette butts in my pocket when I play golf.
Oh, man.
I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that, Courtney. I noticed that because I cleaned around Veterans Memorial here right outside of our studios, and they have several ashtray, those bins or whatever, the place to put your cigarette
on the top part
throughout the entire park. And it's weird to me because you're like, wait a minute, why are you putting it on the ground? You could put it in here.
I know. It's a bad look. Let's stop that. You know, in Illinois, you can't throw a cigarette butt out the window, and if you are seen doing so, it's like a $500 fine.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
They got a lot of things figured out over there.
I know. I mean, except for money.
And the country crock. I also think Kevin just made the plural of ashtray, and I kind of liked it. Like, it sounded like that's how it should be.
Yeah.
They have lots of ashtray.
It kind of sounds cool. I mean, it's not correct at all, but it sounds
kind of cool. But it was nice to be out with our fellow coworkers. It really was.
Yeah, it was. We're
wearing matching t-shirts and stuff. Yeah. It felt good. It reminded, I didn't tell this yesterday, but one of my favorite Earth Day stories is.
Have a favorite Earth Day story?
Oh, man.
It's something.
We could do a whole day.
I think yesterday is going to be mine because it's my only Earth Day story.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Back when I was in a band in Ludo, we played on Earth Day quite a bit. And one year, we all wore recycling bags. Like, we just put holes in the top, and that's what we
were. You were like the Unknown Comics?
No, not over our heads. We put a hole in the top, so our heads.
Oh, okay.
But it's like our bodies were recycling bags.
Oh, okay.
You crazy kids.
And then, thank you, Sue. And then one year, we played a show here in town. We were just starting, 2003 or something. It was what's that place out on All About West that used to be a Blockbuster Music, and then it turned into a club for like 2 years? No one remembers.
Out West where? Mm-hmm. West is a big
on
area.
Olive somewhere.
Hmm. On Olive somewhere, it used to be a Blockbuster.
I can't think of that, Tim.
I think it was something Bird. Anyway, we played there on Earth Day, and it was like a local music showcase, and we played the same song our whole set.
So you were recycling your song.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
You were doing puns all the way back then.
So great.
What song was it?
It was called Roxy.
You must have liked the song, or it would have been hard to play that over and over.
You know what's funny, though? Shortly after that, we stopped playing that song.
Oh, because it burned you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That is I would have to say, that's my favorite Earth Day story that I've heard.
Yeah. You'd be like, this is my favorite.
Yes, right. For sure. All right, Sue, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we had an accident northbound 55 past Imperial Main, but they moved that off to the shoulder. So things are pretty quiet, even on northbound 55 at this hour. No delays yet. Northbound 270 at 44. Westbound 270 looking good through North County. Now, crews are going to close a lane westbound on the Poplar today, 9 a.m. until 4.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We've got Kevin the intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand taking a day off, Sue Thomas is filling in for him today. Not sure about tomorrow. We'll have to find out. But we do have two shots for you to win Cardinals tickets today. One for their cancer awareness night and the other pair for tonight's game with a little three in a row you go. We'll do three in a row at 8:05 this morning. So a chance for you to see the Cardinals versus the Brewers tonight. I would think out of everyone on our show, there's only one person that probably still gets an Easter basket. And that is Tim Convy.
I did not.
You didn't?
No.
You got no Easter anything?
No, like a gift?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, Will gave me some stuff out of his Easter basket.
No, I know. But I don't know why I thought your mom would put something together for you.
I know. I would love to put up a huge fight and be like, Courtney, that's absurd. I'm almost 40, yada, yada, yada. But I was a little disappointed I didn't get this.
Okay, because, I mean, there's just some people, like, my mom has taken all of her Easter love, and it goes to my nieces.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, that's which, nice.
Understandable.
Which it really should, because they're the ones that should be able to enjoy it. But my sister, on the other hand, her in-laws get them Easter gifts, Easter baskets.
Wow.
Because that's what, Diane is a big gift giver. She's one of those people that at Christmas there are 700 presents under the tree and they're all color coded.
Wow. What?
You know, for everybody has their own color or their own wrapping paper.
Got it.
Serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Cool. Yeah. And I, you know, Nick and I tried to get in on that. To this Easter, we're like, hey, Diane, you know, we've been in the family for a long time.
Yeah.
Let's show some of the Easter love to us. Instead, Nick just made bets with all the children about how heavy a rock was, how many pull-ups they could do. And Mason, who I think is like 7 or 8, just said, where's Nick all day?
Yeah.
Where'd Nick go? He wanted to make more money.
No, of course he did.
I want to start that tradition in my family. I want to be that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so my sister got something, and she was so excited about the possibility of it. And it is maybe the most hideous thing I've ever seen. Have you seen these night sight driving glasses?
No, I'm going in.
Okay. They're these night sight polarized HD driving glasses, and they turn night into day.
What?
Her vision is poor, like mine.
Okay.
She has those bifocal lenses, though, that are a real pain, because you kind of have to tilt.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was the biggest mistake of her life, by the way, getting those. Because she's not only farsighted, she's nearsighted as well.
Mm.
So, and at night, it's a little blinding for her. And they are the most hideous things you've ever seen in your life.
Like giant goggles?
These are not attractive.
No.
And they're yellow. The lenses are yellow.
It says, and I want to know if anybody's gotten them. Okay, here they are. I mean, they are bad. It says, as seen on TV. I've never seen a TV commercial for these.
Neither have I.
Okay, so it says that these glasses practically turn night into day with polarized lenses. They cut down glare. Anti-reflective coating sharpens your view. It's like watching the road in crystal clear high definition.
For only $4.09, according to the one I put
on. I got a 1995er.
But you probably get three pairs of glasses with that.
No, it's one pair of glasses. You see this couple that are leaning on each other with their glasses on in the car. She was so excited about getting these glasses. And she put them on and wore it. Like, you can't tell. It was a bright, beautiful day.
Right.
Yeah.
But I want to know if anybody's gotten these. And has it changed your life? Does it turn night into day? Does it? 314-531-9898 is our text line. You know, you see all these ads all the time.
There's no way.
I'm so curious, though.
Not for $4. I mean, was yours, 20?
Rainy,
I mean, still for 20?
Rainy nights are usually my biggest problem. When it's raining at night.
Mm-hmm. I love the rainy nights.
Well, I love the rainy nights. I love the rainy nights. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
See how easy it is?
What's a Baker Dance? What is that from?
I love it.
Eddie Rabbit. Come on.
Yeah.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Maybe a rainy night today. A chance for some storms, but mainly. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, here to make you feel better about the fact that scientists say we have 12 years to change the Earth around before we're in deep trouble. And Social Security will be tapped out by 2035. But hey, we're going to talk about ironing.
Science.
Jen, we are the outlet for the stuff that doesn't matter.
I'm saying glass half full. Yep. Let's hear about ironing.
We are the people that just want to talk about fun stuff instead of being downers, because we live with blinders on too.
Yeah.
Okay, so this morning I ironed this shirt.
You iron in the morning sometimes?
Oh no, I have to iron you. Before bed.
Yeah, Sue.
Have to iron before bed.
Sue, what about you?
I ironed.
Yeah. This morning.
Okay.
I just can't imagine.
It didn't take long. All I had to do is iron the front because
exactly.
I have a thing on over it. It wasn't a heavy-duty ironing.
Still, that's impressing.
I agree.
Impressing?
Yes.
Impressing. Not impressing. He was pressing. Wow. She was pressing with the iron.
He's been pressing.
Now, in my family...
If you had to get to work on time, so you were pressing.
In our household, Nick irons everything. Not my stuff, but everything he puts on, he irons.
Yeah, he's a sharp dress man.
Yes, he does not iron his underpants, though, and some people actually do.
What? What, like 4%?
5, Jen. Oh. 5%.
Oh. That's weird. Are you guys ironing sheets?
No.
Oh, no.
People do that.
Yes, actually.
Why?
See.
My buddy Alex.
20% of people iron their sheets.
Wow.
Really? My buddy Alex, you guys met from the, he brought in the dog toys and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He irons his sheets, which no one will
ever. He's got some issues. Is he married?
He is, yes. Lovely woman. They have a daughter.
Okay.
Great people, but he irons his sheets.
If I had somebody over in my guest room and the sheets looked a little janky coming out of the dryer.
You might.
I might just iron the top part right. that folds over the comforter just so that it looks more hotel-like. I get that.
Tablecloths I get. You yeah. have to sometimes.
Oh, I have ironed tablecloths. Oh, yes, many.
It is a hideous,
it's
hideous
terrible.
Thing to do.
Oh,
you
yeah,
guys
because
use tablecloths?
It, yes.
Well, you have to.
And then as it goes down, it's on the floor. And then by
yes.
the time you get to the very end, the beginning is wrinkled again.
Yes. 42% of people iron their jeans.
Wow.
No.
I don't think I've ever ironed my jeans.
Nope. Mine are stretchy, so you can't see the...
Dresses. Only 35% of people iron dresses.
Why? Because they dry clean them?
Maybe.
Oh, that could be.
But I mean, I think anytime I wear anything like that, well, I would have right. to iron it.
The yeah. dress that I'm wearing now can go in the dryer, and so it comes out yeah. not wrinkled.
16% of people...
What?
Iron... They're pajamas.
Why?
That's weird.
I guess it's what you think people just they're getting stuff out of the dryer and
you're just, ironing it just to get them all wrinkled.
I don't get it. 6% of people iron bathrobes. I am not a bathrobe person. I've tried to be a bathrobe person.
I want to be.
I do too. I hate them.
Yeah.
I get hot. I hate them so yeah. much.
I've gotten bathrobe people.
Yeah.
Me too. I always wanted to be a bathrobe person. Yeah. It's just not my thing.
I don't wear them anymore. I think I used to. I don't wear them anymore, but my kids started stealing them. So now my kids are bathrobe people.
That's weird. Good. That's good.
I bought my 9-year-old a bathrobe for Christmas, and he wore it all day.
That is hilarious.
He was like an old man. And
so she bought him a pipe.
And he said he was going to wear it when people came over. And I was like,
all right, you
okay.
Yeah,
right. And that's he funny. Did.
That's so funny. I am a bathrobe person.
Yeah, I can't do it.
We should start wearing them into work and then we get more comfortable in them.
No, yeah. I don't like no. them at all. I've tried.
I have just, a really soft one you would like.
I have yeah. a really soft mm. one. I got one for a gift one time. I hate it.
Is it too hot? Is
that
what gets you?
It's so hot.
Yeah, I need a summer one.
Yes. This is kind of summery. It's from Soft Surroundings, well, and it's like sleeping on a cloud.
If it comes from there, it better be soft.
No doubt.
Oh, okay, and then the weirdest one, well, there's two that I think are odd. 17% of people iron their kitchen towels.
I can see that.
I think if they're decoration right. and they're yeah.
mm-hmm. I have
on display.
I have a Christmas one that's so super, super wrinkly that...
You have to iron.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Nerd. And then 3% of people iron their socks.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes. How? What? They're not even... Socks right. aren't a...
How do they get wrinkled?
That gets wrinkled.
You stretch them. They're small, and you stretch them out when you put them on your feet, and people don't see wrinkles anymore.
John, is that how the socks work?
No, I'm saying. I'm, like, thinking this through, like...
Where do you put them?
I don't think I've ever seen
socks work.
Wrinkled socks.
Maybe it's for people that do lots of hand puppets.
Sock puppetry. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's for those people.
They iron the mouth so that it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Entertainment Schmig is coming up in a minute, and we'll talk about Nick.
I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
All right. You can take my no fun mom title and move it over to The Rock, because The Rock does not give out candy on Easter. He had an egg hunt at his house, and he said 100 eggs all filled with tiny toys, which, guess what? You can only do when you're The Rock. No candy when you come to The Rock's house. The last thing I need is wrangling a bunch of whacked out kiddos who've become candy crackheads on the sugar come down.
Mm. All right, Rock.
I agree with you. I told my kids they could have a piece of candy after the egg hunt. And then I picked out all of these wrappers from Nora's basket.
She really listens.
Yeah.
She does. And then I was like, I count five here. And she's like, oh, no. And then she goes digging. She's like, six, seven, eight. And I said, I appreciate you telling on yourself.
Well, that's because she thinks you're going to make her give it to the less fortunate. So she's just pounding them as quickly as possible.
They've got about a week left, and I'm bringing all the rest into work. So, yeah. Nick Cage's wife. He was married for 4 days before he asked for an annulment, and he looked like he was whacked out on some sort of candy when he got married in Vegas. The two of them were yelling at each other. He's like, you're just a gold digger. And she's like, you already knew that. And everyone's like, oh, they're just making jokes. And then he filed for an annulment 4 days later, and everyone was like, oh, no, maybe they were drunk. But...
We really did think it was a joke. Yeah. I remember talking about it on the show, and we're like, oh, they're in love.
Yeah, she's asking for spousal support.
Wow.
That doesn't happen, right? There's not a chance, right?
She said it still counts, and she wants his money. She said that 12 days after filing for an annulment, he asked her to start again, but in the right way. So she says this relationship is legit. She wants spousal support. She said she lost career opportunities during her long relationship with him.
Oh my God.
And her reputation's been damaged by his allegations, and she wants him to pay for her legal fees.
Oh, boy.
I like that she says, or he says, you're a gold digger, and she says, yeah, but you already knew that. That's her defense. Great.
Yeah, great. I know. Britney Spears, more on her being hospitalized. She left the facility for a day trip with her boyfriend. Some fans were outside holding Free Britney signs.
Who are these people? I'm so tired of the world.
Yeah. I know. Don't you have a job? Don't know.
And there were a lot of people. Yeah, I saw
a
picture.
Pretty good crowd.
Really? Yes.
Yep.
We need to give her space, man. She's been through a lot of
stuff. She doesn't need you out there.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody needs to just... She's got to do what she's got to do.
James Holzhauer, who's winning big on Jeopardy.
I watched yesterday.
Yeah, I did too.
He is a freak of nature.
Wow. And you're watching it going, you know what? This is pretty close. And then all of a sudden, he's got 12 grand. And you're like, no, it's not. Boom, run
away.
They
have like 50 cents.
Had like 90,000.
The accountants are freaking out a little bit. So the average single show winnings, about 20,000 a game. But, you know, he set the record 131,000. He's winning between 6 and 7 times the average amount per show. And here's the thing. They said different shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
those big,
big money shows
take out insurance policies. Because the odds of you winning $1 million are so slim. But if somebody does, you've paid into this insurance policy and it'll pay out for the big winner. They don't think that Jeopardy has an insurance policy.
Ooh. But Jeopardy right now is getting more press
than ever.
Because of this. Yep. I'm tuning in and I don't tune in. Yep. Yeah. That's my Judge Judy time.
Yeah, and they need to raise those rates.
I'm flipping over. Yeah. I know, I'm 100. I'm flipping over not a Jeopardy because it's entertaining.
Yeah, that's a good point. I love the idea of like they have to cut the budget because of it, and you just see it in little ways. Like the answers are now on cue cards. Alex Trebek's just wearing like a t-shirt next week.
That would be so great. Kanye West Sunday service at Coachella drew 50,000 people.
I hate the world. Part two.
Okay. Well, this'll kick you in the feels. Tomorrow night is Luke Perry's final episode of Riverdale.
Oh, man.
Get the tissues ready.
And apparently his final scene with his son is very heartfelt. And
well, you know, I started watching it from the beginning after he died, and I got hooked. And there have been lots of death scenes involving Luke Perry. Spoiler
That's
alert.
That's a little weird.
Like dream, almost like dream episodes. My son sat down and caught one or two episodes with me because they weren't too bad. And then he named his fantasy baseball team Riverdale.
Does the character on the show die? Do we know?
It was the last scene he shot, so I don't know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm.
I believe he's still alive. Spoiler alert. Well, on the show. That's Entertainment Schmidt.
That doesn't want to ruin it. Get an angry email from somebody that's just watched episode one.
Right.
Sorry, Riverdale fans. That's on me.
It's really confusing how they do it. I haven't given anything away here, Sue.
Okay. You're good.
Traffic looks okay.
For the world we're gonna make.
Charlie Barrage
from
Bridgeton.
Woo! Yeah.
Congratulations, Charlie. Sorry about the yelling. But yes, Charlie won a pair of tickets for Cardinals Cancer Awareness Night at Busch Stadium on May 6th. He also gets a voucher. It's a special theme ticket. It comes with a Cardinals stocking cap. Comes in a variety of different cancer awareness colors. And we'll have them the rest of the week, but Jill will have some as well during her show. And Sherry Farmer will also have some after 2 this afternoon.
Okay, we're doing this through the end of May. It's the Courtney and Company Honor Roll, as we want to recognize the outstanding patient care providers in St. Louis. And thanks to Healthcare Family Credit Union for helping us do this. This person was nominated by Patty Eischen. That's not right. That's
Are you sure?
Nope. No. We need pronunciation on the names.
Maybe Eichen?
Eichen. Let's just, well, it's not, but okay. Patty said, I'd like to nominate Samantha Stamm, billing department coordinator with Galanis Eye Care Center. She was instrumental and tireless in getting some knots worked out with my insurance company. If it hadn't been for her and her efforts, I would not have been able to have my eye surgery. She did what she needed to get the job done. I've healed nicely, and I can see so much better. I want her to know how much I appreciate her
deal.
Efforts.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we don't think about those people that are in charge of billing and getting everything through your insurance. And that's why I'm glad we're doing this, because it encompasses anyone that has affected you in the healthcare industry.
So congratulations to Samantha Stamm. She will be joining us at the end of May at Llewellyn's Pub in Webster Grove. How much for one grove? As we have our honor roll brunch. And Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Excited because now we know who we are facing. Not that excited because we rather would have face Nashville. But Blues stars in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. No schedule announced yet.
There's a bunch of games still left to be played. Game sevens.
Yes.
We were hoping this one was going to go seven games. Or at least more overtimes. Yep. Tire them out.
Yep.
It doesn't matter, though. I talked to someone over at KMOX yesterday, and they said it doesn't matter if the other Game 7s haven't wrapped up. Like,
we can start the schedule?
Yeah, we can start round two.
Ooh.
Which means if we can get these over quicker, we can get a little rest before the final match for Lord Stanley. Knock on wood. Somebody knock on wood. Okay.
Got it. There's a couple rounds.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Speaking of our friends over at KMOX, you guys all remember a few months ago Yogurt Gate when somebody was stealing.
Didn't realize it wasn't their yogurt.
Yes,
or something.
It was replaced.
It was early in my time here, and I was like, man, this place is vicious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Emails were going out saying, hey, somebody is stealing the yogurt.
What's Chobani?
Oh, Chobani. Somebody's stealing my Chobani. Other people got upset about it. Other people were bringing in Chobani just to replenish.
If it would have been Noosa, I would have been more, because that stuff's expensive.
It is expensive. Really? Oh, yeah.
It's like you're buying...
Chobani, you can get like a 10 for 10 deal sometimes, yeah. But Noosa's like, they have a special, it's 2 for $4.
And it's usually close to being expired. If you see a special, it's like, oh, I have to eat this in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, right. You can't stock up for a month.
Well, it turns out with Yogurtgate, it was our friend Beth, and she claims it was a misunderstanding. I'm not sure I'm totally buying it.
She also wants you to know that she is not the bad Parker. She had that one bad day. She comes in every day after you leave. She's like, where's Courtney? I want to let her know that I'm not the person that's...
Because there's a car like hers that parks poorly.
Yeah, she's like, it's not mine. I need to talk to her.
Don't know if you know this, but I am the parking police around this joint. Yeah. I have a badge.
Straighten me out, that's for sure. Anyway, people stealing food at work, not uncommon. 41% of us say that we've had food stolen by a coworker before, and 60% of those people said they've had to confront a colleague about it.
People dip into my cream that I put in the refrigerator. I'm fine with it.
I have, but I ask whenever I do.
And I've asked the person that when I'm out, I ask somebody. Sometimes he's not here, though, and I don't ask him.
Which is okay. I think stealing a splash of something like that is...
Yeah.
If you're taking someone's yogurt or taking someone's meal that they put aside, that's their full thing.
Yeah.
That's a bad deal.
Remember when I was pregnant, but I hadn't told anybody yet, and someone ate took all of my bagels?
Yes, a whole bag of them. Like, they were mini bagels.
They were mini bagels. A whole bag of mini bagels and cream cheese and just...
Sue, didn't you have a butter issue?
Yeah, somebody was using all my butter that I used for my toast, and then I put in butter-flavored Crisco in there.
Oh,
as a replacement in the jar, but I think they only, you only do that once.
So whoever was using it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was angry.
That was for retribution you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We tried to see.
Sue Thomas.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Sue's butter.
I love
she's a baker.
Yeah. Wow.
It was fine. I dealt with it for a little while, and then finally I was like, I can't take it anymore, and that was my final. They cracked me, Tim.
Wow. What do you think is, what type of food do you think is stolen the most in offices?
It's something where you can just take a little bit of it, right? Or is it like someone's whole meal, like a sandwich?
No, it's not a full meal.
I would think cream or something like that.
Yeah, milk.
Milk
chips.
Who's leaving chips in the refrigerator?
If somebody has, well, it's not necessarily from the refrigerator. If somebody has, just like the mini bags, people are taking them.
What? There's no way.
I'm just saying, that's what it says.
Find a new job.
But I'm saying that, like, it has to be in the common area that it's stolen.
If somebody, but sometimes somebody, above their desk, like salespeople, they'll have like a big thing and they'll have little mini bags and, you just take them real early and nobody has any idea.
Wow, that
sounds like you have experience.
No, I'm not a chip guy. I'm just telling you that type of thing happens.
And we know Lance puts like several, if he'll get like duplicates.
Oh, yeah, he puts them in his mailbox.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
I've walked by the mailbox and seen many bags of Cheetos stuffed in there
before.
Well,
he needs them for breakfast the next morning.
For him to have later?
Yeah.
He just puts them in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Lance is interesting.
Yes, he is.
I'll tell you about hiding spots that people use, but other things that get stolen at work. So chips, fruit, candy. Coffee,
candy,
juice,
stealing fruit,
milk, bread, ice cream, bagged lunch meat, and nuts.
Bag to lunch meat. Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, if it was a brand name and it was
like
still in its package. Yeah.
We had a thief call in and say, if you try, the more you try to make it look like it's nasty. A brown bag, nasty lunch, the more I know that it's good and homemade, and I'm going to steal that before anything else.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Just to get into his mind for a few minutes was eye-opening.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys didn't win awards for that or something.
I know.
He didn't even think he was doing anything wrong.
He has no regret.
That's crazy.
No. Wait a minute, seriously. He didn't think he was doing anything wrong. What did he say?
Like it was okay.
He was defiant.
He did not care and does not feel sorry. And when people would send emails out,
he would sit back and laugh internally.
Right. Yeah, you stole food from a pregnant lady. How does that make you feel? He'd be like, ha. I win.
Might have been sociopath.
He's a sociopath. Right. Yeah. He is a lunch sociopath.
So speaking of Lance hiding the stuff in his mailbox, they also in this survey asked people the weirdest places they've hidden food to make sure that nobody stole it.
So my dad is fit. And I think at home is where you have to worry about something that you love being eaten the most because it's your family, and they think everything is up for grabs.
You're right.
Or Ryan hides stuff from me because he knows I am of the belief that, I won't eat it if it's not in the house. So when I'm trying to be really good, he hides stuff from me so I won't be tempted. He hides soft batch cookies, Keebler, up in... He thinks it's in a shelf.
You're taller than he is.
He also thinks it's in a shelf that no one uses. It's just a shelf that he doesn't use. And then I go to get stuff, and I'm like, that's not a good hiding space. These are things I use every day.
My dad would be at war with people on a daily basis in our house because people would eat his food that he would buy.
Yeah.
He had a sweet tooth, and we'd all deny it. And I usually got away with denying it because I ate three things growing up. And so he knew I was very picky. But it was always, I guess the Phantom ate it. The Phantom always ate everything.
So where did he hide it?
My dad would take Hershey's syrup. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate milk syrup?
Chocolate, because he would have ice cream. And
he'd
some syrup on it. And I would be in the dining room and move the curtain and it would be sitting behind a curtain. Or I'd try to get one of his coats to wear out, like a big overcoat. It would be in a pocket.
Oh, that's genius. Wow.
I know.
It's supposed to be refrigerated.
I don't know. Maybe back then it didn't have to be.
I don't know. Yeah, it's mostly sugar. I don't think there's
I don't think it does have to be refrigerated.
The one I buy has to be refrigerated.
Because when you buy it, it's on just a shelf.
That's what mine is.
He doesn't care. He just wants that syrup.
He doesn't care what the temperature is. That sweet, sweet syrup.
Behind the curtain. That's awesome.
Hiding spots people use in the washing machine, in the oven, the back of the toilet, down in their couch cushions, inside a box of tampons, and outside in a hole they dug.
Gosh, you have a real problem.
If you
hide it behind the toilet, do you even want to eat it anymore?
Not really. But I would love to hear people's hiding spots.
Oh, yeah. 531-9898 is our text line. Oh, that is crazy.
Don't mess with people's food. My least favorite thing, though, when you get pasta. You know how pasta is so good the next day?
Yes.
And somebody goes in and eats. You've thought about it all day.
Yes, you have.
All day. And then you get home. And it's
gone.
Eaten.
Oh.
Nick.
My friend's husband is a sleepwalker who eats at night.
Oh.
And he always eats her leftovers. It drives her bananas.
Is he? And he's like, I must have been sleepwalking.
Oh, yeah.
I have an issue, Bunny. I'm sorry.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. A chance south of the city for some showers and storms today. Otherwise, just cloudy and a high of 70. 59 now. In the shadow, shadow, in the shadow, shadow, we're far from the shadow now. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and about an hour from now, your Avengers Endgame tickets.
Avengers.
Are you ready?
Endgame.
About an hour from now.
Tim's seeing it today.
Yeah, I am.
Are you allowed to talk about it tomorrow?
I still got to... Let me look at the email. I think I am.
Okay.
If not, I think we do a video where we ask him questions and he just makes facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his review because he's not saying anything.
Well, he'll do his famous side eye look for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Real famous.
That thing should be trademarked, that side eye.
I took some pictures and I... I purposely didn't use the side eye.
Was it hard?
Yeah.
Because it's your go-to move.
Yeah, it is. No, they were in the pictures, but those weren't the ones that I posted. I went with the more traditional, straightforward, because you make fun of me quite a bit for
what,
the, my
no,
pose.
No, I mean, just there was like a series of pictures like, and everyone was side eye. It's your go-to. It's your, you know.
It's your trademark look.
Yeah.
It's like your blue steel.
Yeah, if it ain't broke.
I know. I mean, it's a good look. It's worked for you.
The chicks
got me this far.
The chicks dig it. Okay, so we were talking about food thieves and weird places that people hide their food. And you text us a variety of places that you hide your food.
This person had a coworker who would take their snacks out of their locker, so they stole another person's locker and put all their snacks in that. Mm. So basically, they've moved their snack locker to another locker.
Mm. Snack locker?
I need one.
Who has a... This is a snack locker at work?
Yeah.
The word snack's starting to bother me.
I know.
Snack.
I don't like treats. I hate that word. Did you like a treat? No.
I'm not a dog.
I know. I just don't like it.
And this person may have a drinking problem because they've got places to hide their alcohol. You can paint a roof.
Who's drinking their booze?
They probably have kids, so they're worried about the kids finding
it. They said paint a rope in a bottle the same color as your house and hang it in your upstairs window.
Wow.
Yeah. You can always put it under the hood of your car.
Yeah, that's not for the kids.
Fill your windshield washer container with Jack Daniel's rum.
We need to text this person back with like a helpline or something.
Yeah.
Very specifically.
Jack Daniel's rum in your windshield washer fluid container?
Yeah, you can run the Scipios from that.
Oh, it's
dashboard.
Somebody being funny. Yeah.
And then other places people hide their food. The garage. Which is probably not good for like chocolate or something like that.
Yeah, mine's not insulated.
This person hides their peanut M&Ms in their insulin drawer.
Oh, God. That's a sad, sad irony there.
Hiding it in a pillowcase. In their socks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said
sock drawer. I found something terrible in my dad's sock drawer when I was young. Scarred me. I made water balloons out of them.
I didn't want to know, but thanks.
I didn't tell you.
A good place to hide them if you're a parent is the veggie drawer, because kids don't go to the veggie drawer. Somebody also realizes the irony in this. They hide their food in their gym bag. A lot of it's candy.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
The large dresser in their house is where they hide it. And then this one makes total sense, too. Hiding it in the cleaning supplies.
No, because if one of them spills on it, then you're consuming toxic
chemicals.
Or if a kid does happen to find it, and then they're constantly going into your cleaning supplies looking for...
That's right.
Just not a good
like
look.
The one time I was taking all the groceries out, and Finn was just a baby, and he was like... This doesn't taste like the right kind of apples. And I looked and I had apple scented laundry detergent or something. And he had opened it and started eating it.
Oh my God.
Because it had apples on the front.
Oh, sure.
Or it was like apple dishwasher detergent.
Which
and I was like,
is like deadly, I imagine. Right.
And of course, you're like new mom freaking out calling poison control.
There's a video going around now of a kid getting into the Hershey's cocoa and taking a big spoonful of it.
Oh, that is awful.
Yeah. We've all done it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Your kids ask for it and you're like, I'm going to warn you, this is not going to be fun. But I'm going to do it to you.
It's chocolate. Right. You're like, it's chocolate.
It's like Baker's chocolate.
Yes.
I thought that was a brand.
Not right. We'll talk science, bacon, and...
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. And what they have in common.
They
coming
don't.
Up in the next 6 minutes. Science! I wish somebody would have told me that. Someday these will be the good old days.
All the love you forget. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin the Intern, Tim Convy, Jen Myers. And pull in triple duty this morning in for Lance Hildebrand, Sue Thomas.
Yeah!
And Sue, I saw somebody just wrote you and said, just heard your traffic report on three different stations. This person likes a variety of of stations in the morning. How do you keep from saying the wrong call letters at the end of your reports? I would goof daily.
Oh, I've sometimes goofed, but I write down three different notes. I've got visual aids.
Oh, yeah.
She pays really close attention to it. The traffic she's giving is completely wrong, but she always nails
it's got the call letters.
Yeah, right, well, right.
Sue, also somebody complimented your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
They say you sound an awful lot like Wendy Malick. From Just Shoot Me.
Oh, not- she's got one of my favorite. Yeah. It's Wendy, not Wendy.
Oh, did I say Wendy?
Yeah, but well, she does have one of my favorite voices.
Yes.
Yeah, she's cool. That's nice. Thank you.
So it's all about Sue.
Right. Yeah.
Woo. So thank you. You're working hard today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, bacon, hand sanitizer, and getting kids to eat veggies. What do they all have in common?
Science.
So a new study came out. Of course, it came out last week to ruin your Easter, but I thought I'd just, you know, let you enjoy one more and then...
Then you're just going to bring it all down.
I know, be a wet blanket. Eating just one slice of bacon a day is linked to a higher risk of colorectal cancer, according to a new
study.
I read that last week, too.
Eating 76 grams of red and or processed meat per day, that's like current guidelines say it's okay. It's about the same as a quarter pounder. You have a 20% higher chance of developing colorectal cancer.
Mm.
Here's the thing I want to know. You know, how much does it stink to be the person who participated in this study? They're like, have all the meat you want.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I told you Nick's favorite color is ham.
Science.
I know. That's why I said I wanted to let Nick get through Easter.
He does love some processed meats.
He does. Hand sanitizer. We all use it. I don't use it that much.
I don't really like it.
Yeah.
I don't use it that much, but when I'm out somewhere.
You have a little thing in your purse.
Yeah, like, it's usually when I'm at the grocery store and I want to, like, eat something that I just bought, but I've been, you know. Hands
the smell really gets to me.
Yeah, I don't like the smell.
I just don't care for the. I'm not buying it. Like I know it's real, but to me, it's hard for me to actually think that my hands are
water
getting clean.
Washing the soap off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they just did a study, and your hands probably aren't getting clean because no one's doing it the right way.
I was right.
If you put it on your hands and rub it for a couple seconds, you're not killing the bacteria. You have to rub your hands together until you have to rub them really vigorously until they're dry for 15 seconds at least.
Nobody does
the
that.
Rubbing?
Nobody.
No. The rubbing has to go on for 15 seconds?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
World Health Organization says 20 to 30 seconds, but a new study said 15 seconds is enough. It kills all the bacteria.
Wow. Sanitizer, 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 out of sanitizer, no sanitizer, so out of sanitizer, baby, pure, pure, pure.
Sanitizer, sanitizer, sanitizer. That was when the bird flu was going on. Mm-hmm. And
that's one of the classics. Classic parodies by
all the stores were sold out of sanitizer.
Science.
And finally, this new study. How do you get your kids to eat vegetables, especially when they're teenagers?
How do you get me to eat vegetables?
Science.
Maybe I can trick myself.
You might. Okay, so the University of Chicago, they broke teenagers up into two different groups, and one of them had teens read an article that talked about all the health benefits of eating vegetables and good foods. That didn't work.
Shocker.
The other group started eating more healthy, though, and that's because they read about how companies are really marketing junk food and candy to kids, especially kids in poor communities and young kids who then get hooked on sugar.
Sure.
And they're making tons of money off people this way through their ad campaigns. And then they're like, oh, I have something to rebel against, you know, big junk food companies. And they started eating healthier.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Because kids have this innate rebellion.
Really?
And they want to rebel against, you know, the authority, whether it's parents or like a big company profiting off of
big
them
sugar.
Eating sugar. So, yeah, just have your kids read an article.
Science.
There you have it. You can rebel against paying money We want to help you save with some tickets, free tickets. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And just your reminder as you're driving to work this morning, tomorrow is Administrative Professionals Day. So order your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This
used
morning.
To be such a bigger deal.
Huge.
Is that when the one that was Secretary?
Yes. Secretary's Day, and that's when it was bigger.
And it then, once they changed the name...
Wait, isn't it administrative... Shouldn't it be administrative assistant? Isn't that what it changed to?
It's administrative professional.
But isn't everyone administrating in some way or another?
You're not.
I administrate for 4.5 hours every day.
Where do you do that after you get off the show?
No, that's what he does, is walk about.
You guys don't think I'm administrating?
No, I don't think I am.
Define administrating.
Taking care of somebody's schedule, doing things...
Somebody's, how about my own? I got a busy day today.
No. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's administrating.
Really being the unsung hero of your building. The person who...
just sounds like you're arguing for me right now.
The person who takes care... everything in your building just flows kind of seamlessly, and you think it's just because everyone's... doing such a great job, but it's really the one person behind the scenes. Like, Kevin would be the administrative professional, I think, of the morning show.
You lost me at professional. So,
Like Jody in our building.
Yes, Jody is the person that does everything. The jack of many trades.
Yes.
Jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
I use the expression Jody of many trades at this point.
defines
what it is. Doesn't mean I'm not administrating. Is anybody a secretary?
Doesn't mean I'm not administrating.
I am. Is anybody a secretary anymore?
I don't know.
Does anyone just talk like, I need a secretary? I don't need an administrative whatever. I just need a secretary?
I think it became like a term that was bothersome to the people that held these positions because it really didn't say all that they did. I think when people think of secretary, they think of Mad Men and the woman outside of the office.
The girl on your desk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's like making sure your drink cart is stocked.
Yeah. Or what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like taking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sleeping with Don Draper.
Whoa, whoa,
which,
whoa.
Sign me up.
But I mean, we did some big promotions.
Trips.
We took secretaries to swim with dolphins. Broadway for the day. I mean,
Vegas for the day.
It was the biggest event every year that we did.
And people just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
That name hurt it, I think. Because it became too...
all-encompassing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we don't do a lot with it.
You know what this problem could use? Some administrating. Someone needs to administrate this holiday back to where it needs to be.
Isn't it time to do something
important?
I'm
going to administrate right now.
Okay.
We are looking for callers to play a little...
Three in a row, you go!
Well, that's administrating.
That's not how I would have done it. But.
Just eat your protein bar. What game, Courtney?
Three in a row you go.
For
what game? Tonight's game.
Ooh. Do you realize that it's t-shirt night at the ballpark?
Of course I knew that. We need all of you to call right now. If you think you can answer three simple, somewhat not always simple, trivia questions. 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898. We will play three in a row for tonight's game next on Y98.
Live from downtown.
It's for tonight's game that we're giving away tickets, and here's the deal. Tonight is April T-Shirt of the Month. I'm surprised Tim is not lined up outside Busch Stadium right now, because the first 20,000 fans, 16 and older, take home a Cardinals T-Shirt courtesy of TD Ameritrade.
All right, all you have to do is answer three trivia questions, and you win tickets to tonight's game. Who's first up, Tim?
Up first, we got Eric from St. Charles. What's up, Eric?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. All right, Eric.
Eric's a man of few words.
I know, really.
He's got his game face on.
That's
just
right.
Let the man work.
He's saving all his energy for his three questions.
Right.
Eric, in geometry, a shape with five sides is called what?
A pentagon.
You got it. One down, two to go. Eric, what is the currency in Japan?
Oh, the yen?
Yes.
No,
that's
yen.
Yeah.
Good job, Eric.
One more, Eric.
Come on, Eric.
What is the question going to be?
Eric. Which negative blood type is known as the universal donor?
B.
Sorry,
Eric.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was it.
My wife will kill me. She's a nurse.
Oh, no, Eric.
Maybe don't tell her, Eric.
Yeah, right. Tell her you got out on yen. Okay, thanks, who's Eric. Next?
Up next, we've got Jane. She's calling from North County. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great. Jane, your first question. Who won the Cardinals Brewers game last night?
The Cardinals.
Bigly too.
13-5.
Bigly.
Yeah.
All right, that's your first question.
Real softball there, Jen.
I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. You never know. I was gonna ask this how many runs the Cardinals had, but I thought that might be a little too tough. Okay, Jane.
How many runs did the Cardinals?
Jane, where were the 2016 Olympics held?
Oh.
Which Olympics?
No, that's the universal blood type.
But winter side, which one?
I knew that one. I'm going to say Japan.
No, Rio.
Oh,
16
yeah.
were the summer.
Yeah, if you would have said summer, I would have gotten it.
Thank you, Jane. Try again next time. Up next, we've got Stephanie from Florissant. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am.
Who are the Blues playing in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, okay. You already lost me.
Stephanie.
Appreciate the honesty, though.
Dallas Stars.
Stephanie. The Stars went against the Predators last night.
Stephanie knows good radio. She keeps it bright and tight. Thank you, Stephanie. On line five, we've got Melanie calling from Fairview Heights. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How have you done with all these questions so far?
Not great.
Okay. All right, well, we have faith in you.
Okay, good.
What movie won this year's Academy Award for Best Picture?
Oh, crap.
No, that was last year's.
Academy Award.
I'm trying to answer these along with her, and I can't.
I got nothing on that one.
I don't know.
Green Book. It was Green Book.
That's right.
It was Green Book.
I'm sorry.
All right, we got one more caller lined up. We've got Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's happening? How are you?
Great.
Pretty good.
I want to win.
Okay, I think everybody else did, but we'll see.
They just didn't want it bad enough.
Ken, what's our galaxy called?
Milky Way.
Yes. Hey, Ken.
Sue was like,
I am so bad.
So you're no James Holzhauser.
That's right. Yeah, come on.
Nope. Yeah, Ken, what's your last name, by the way? Is it Jennings?
No, it's Korpecki.
Oh, okay.
That's
just
correct.
Sure.
That's correct. That is two questions.
No,
so that's my second question.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I remember Ken. Ken's a funny guy. Yes. Ken had a funny line one time on the show. Didn't you, Ken?
Yes, I did. It's about my kids.
What was it again?
It was... They had to clean up their room in order to go out for Halloween.
Nope, that wasn't it.
Okay, whatever.
Real showstopper.
Okay, let's move on to question two. Ken, what do you call a group of crows?
What is a murder?
Wow.
Oh, oh,
Jeopardy.
Oh, my God. I don't think Korpecki was the right answer, actually.
No, that's right.
I think it's Jennings.
All right, one more.
One more, Ken.
Jeez Louise.
Make it easy.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes I think they're easy, and they're like, who are the Blues facing in round two of the playoffs?
Dallas.
No, I'd say that somebody already said that. No! Okay.
Ken's working the system.
Hey, you got to.
You got to.
Okay, Ken.
Dallas.
No! Courtney, do you have the question, the third question?
Who is Betty White?
No.
This guy's answered like seven questions, man. He's on fire.
I don't know when exactly three in a row went off the rails, officer, but okay.
I tell you what.
Ken.
Ask me the best morning show in St. Louis.
No. No.
So you're going to answer Bud and Broadway. And we would agree.
That's not right, Kevin. All right, Ken. I am in charge.
I don't think so.
Ken.
Yes.
What superhero movie is opening this weekend? Full title.
Avengers: The End.
No.
No, that is not right.
Oh, crap. You've got to be joking.
It's not Avengers it. Endgame was the correct answer.
Endgame. Endgame.
Answer it now.
Ken,
we got to let you go. And we're going to have to pick up three in a row in the 9 o'clock hour.
I need to reassemble, and I need an administrator to come in here and help me with this. I don't know.
I think Ken deserves them because he made me laugh more than once.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right.
I don't think that's how it works. All right. The forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is a home. There's a storm going on internally, but it looks like rain, there's a slight chance, and it may have even moved to overnight tonight or just south of the city later on today, but a high close to 70. 61 now, and Sue Thomas with a look at traffic.
Well, if you're headed in on eastbound 6440, most of the volume right now is between Lindbergh and, well, it's in pockets, but it's Big Bend. Westbound is slow, approaching Hampton out. I used to know.
Congratulations to Caller 18, to the Bomberito box office, Lisa Kassane from Maryland Heights.
Yes, Lisa.
She gets a pair of Fandango movie passes to see Avengers Endgame in theaters. I don't know.
I haven't really
heard much about this movie. Yeah, Friday, but a lot of people are going midnight Thursday. Tim is going today, so he will give us his review ASAP.
Yeah, I think a video review is in order for this big of a movie.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you guys want.
Video review with Tim.
And since a lot of times these reviews are embargoed until Friday.
Let me find out.
We might do, I think, facial expressions.
The facial expression review.
Would be a good one.
Yeah.
It
could be a whole new segment for you, Tim. You need some more segments.
I can talk about it Wednesday.
And he really isn't on our Instagram very much, so we need to get him up there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, check the Instagram. I'm not in the last several posts. At Courtney and Co-Y98. Check it out just to see how much I'm not on there.
We will have another pair of Fandango movie passes to Avengers Endgame on tomorrow morning show.
Also, another opportunity for you to call for three in a row. You go. A lot of people call in and said, give those tickets to Ken. We can't. Those are the rules. Them's the rules.
I wasn't trying to just be killjoy.
Listen, if I could, I would. I loved Ken that much. But hopefully he'll call back in the 9 o'clock hour when we pick it back up. All right, I have two stories. Tell me the right term for these stories. Are they oxymoronic stories? Are they... I'm going to tell you the stories and you tell me what the word would be. So there's this guy that is known in the Philippines for playing Jesus. He's an actor, and he's been playing the role of Jesus in Holy Week stage plays for 8 years.
He's a holy reenactor?
I guess that he's, for 8 years, he's held the title of Jesus, though, in this production.
Okay. Tough role.
Well, he might not get the part, because on Easter Sunday, the cops busted Jesus for drug dealing.
Oh, no!
What?
He had some few bags of illegal drugs on him. He was arrested on several charges.
Oh.
Okay, so that's the first one. The second one is this.
Turned it into, I don't know. Go
ahead. Yeah, turned the drugs into something. Okay, so on Friday night, a man broke into a jewelry warehouse in Georgia, and he stole almost $100,000 worth of rings. His T-shirt said, be a good human.
Jeez.
Surveillance cameras caught him in the act, and they have a description of him, but they still are trying to track him down.
That's awesome.
I know. So what would that be called?
It's ironic.
Yeah, more irony.
Do you think it's ironic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Don't you think?
It's outrageous!
Entertainment Schmig coming up in 6 minutes. We'll get some great quotes from Avengers on the red carpet and much, much more, including the top movie that came out the year you were born.
You're going to go through all of our listeners?
Yes.
Love isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
The Blues will be playing the Dallas Stars in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs, which we're not too crazy about. Stars beat Nashville last night, 4-2. The Stars are hot right now. And we had the Predators number all season long. But you know what? You got to work with the cards that are dealt to you.
You want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
That's true.
They can do it. These Blues are hot right now.
Yeah. Which means that what? None of the top-seeded teams in this division?
Well, Vegas is the last one that's not top-seeded. If they win, then I think it's crazy. Yeah.
So nuts.
Because the two best teams in hockey are out.
Unreal. And I think there was some stat like the Blues are the only team to have been in last place after January 1st. And make it either to the playoffs or through the first round of the playoffs.
Wow.
It's all about being hot at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis Fire Department was featured on A&E's Live Rescue last night.
It's their new show. And unfortunately, it's hosted by that Ashley Banfield.
Oh, I like her. What do you have against her?
I don't know.
Glasses?
No, I like her glasses. It's out of the way she... I don't know.
By the way, the fire department featured throughout the season.
Yeah.
So tune in weekly on Monday nights and you can see.
That's their new live PD version.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. Firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. So you can watch our local heroes in action.
My nephew's going to just switch between this and Curious George all day. He loves a good fire truck.
This might be a little bit too traumatic for him. What, he just turned two?
He's seen some things, Jeff. Hey, the streets of Glendale.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The top streets of Glendale. I should know. The top movie, the year you were born, online at Y98.com. You can take this. It's not really a quiz. You just click the year you were born and it shows.
It's very easy, too.
So I did a little research and went through. Let's start with Courtney.
Because I'm the oldest.
No, you're not.
Sue might be a little older than me.
Yep.
Should I start with Sue?
Yeah.
Sue's is The Bible in the Beginning.
Oh, yeah. Sue, you're way old.
That's not an age joke at all.
Wow.
A couple...
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. I was around when dust was invented.
Couple interesting nuggets to go with your movie, because I didn't really know anything about it. It was produced by Dino De Laurentiis. Yes, that is Giada's grandfather, famous movie producer.
Interesting.
And it was supposed to be the first in a series of movies telling stories from the Bible, but it was the only one that was ever made.
It was so bad that no one wanted another one.
It was like The Bible in the Beginning.
Everybody,
the end.
Yeah. Everybody knew how it ended. So.
Good point.
Courtney, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Wow.
That's a
good one.
You win that one, Courtney. Yeah. Holy cow, The Bible.
Well, so I don't know. I know Kevin's next.
Kevin, Fiddler on the Roof.
Hey!
Tradition!
That was a movie?
Mine is the movie that scarred me because it had many sequels and it made me paranoid to swim in the deep end.
Jaws.
And I think Tim wins it all.
Oh, what's he got?
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
198.com, you can click on the date.
Yes. And if one of those movies pops up, you know, we share the same birth year. Jenna Bush Hager expecting her third child. She announced it on the Today Show, and the reaction of some of her coworkers was pretty funny.
Jamila and Poppy got a little something extra in their Easter basket.
They got something extra.
What did you get? Was it sugary and sweet?
It's pretty sweet. I don't know if it's sugary, but
wait a minute. What are we doing here?
We're doing it. I know.
Another?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
I know.
Say it, Jenna.
Yes,
pregnant.
I'm
pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I love Craig.
I'm only telling because Mila and Poppy found out yesterday in their Easter basket.
There's no keeping a secret.
They told the man behind me on the airplane. They told the people at church. And so, yeah.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
I know. So many questions.
I love Craig. What? Another one?
Hoda and Jenna are both going to be tired for that final
hour. Oh, no kidding. Right. They're going to need all the wine in the world.
Well, Jenna should probably wait.
Yes. There's a new survey out the most binge-watched shows in every state. Missouri and Illinois, same. Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Yeah.
To the north, Ozark in Iowa. To the west, Kansas, The Office. And actually, Game of Thrones, The Office, and Ozark were 1, 2, and 3 in terms of the most binged popular shows.
I'd like to see Missouri and Illinois agreeing on something.
Finally. Yeah.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, a couple spoiler alerts if you haven't watched from this weekend. HBO felt the need to tweet that one of their characters is indeed 18 years old. And what a difference 2 weeks makes, as the odds on one person dying, the first to die from Game of Thrones, their odds went from 50-1 to 5-1.
Ooh.
And if you watched, you know. And if you don't,
you don't.
Catch up.
Catch up. Get on
Get on it. Like Kevin said, that's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And you can listen to the 640 Schmig in podcast form, if you would, please. Celebrity birthday time, and not only that, but it's a big back in the day. But before we get to any of that, let's wish a very, very, very happy birthday to our no-budget weatherman, Jim Perkovic.
Yeah! Jim! One of the all-time greats.
Happy birthday!
We talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he happened to mention that today was his birthday, and I made a little note because I wanted to make sure we said happy birthday and we told him how much he means
to us.
We're
happy that you're a part of our show,
yes.
Jim.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sorry we can't pay you.
Happy birthday to Jim. Happy birthday also to John Oliver from Last Week Tonight and formerly The Daily Show, and John Cena from the WWE. They are the exact same age. How old are they? That confuses you,
wow,
doesn't it? You didn't think they were the same age.
No way.
John Cena,
the most muscular John and the scrawniest John you've ever seen.
John Oliver. 43.
41.
I'll say 44.
42 is left for me.
42, you got it.
Wow.
Wow.
I could not have gone first
John
on that.
Oliver's way younger than I would have thought.
Right.
Okay. How old is Gigi Hadid?
Not a
supermodel.
29.
I think she's younger than
that.
That
too. I think 24.
24, you got it.
Whoa.
You know your Hadids.
She's young. Tim.
Okay. How old is Valerie Bertinelli?
Used to be married to Eddie Van Halen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see.
Now she's all over the Food Network. She's got her own food show. And let me tell you, everything she cooks is delicious and not good for you at all.
Well, I'm saying 57.
I'm going to say 59.
You got it.
Oh,
I was
going to
say 60. But
three on the dot. This is a great day. Okay, and also back in the day, 105 years ago, Wrigley Field opened in Chicago.
Boo!
Okay, stop your booing. 65 years ago, Hank Aaron hit the first home run of his career. And 34 years ago, Coca-Cola introduced New Coke.
Boo!
That's your celebrity birthdays and back in the day. Sue Thomas now with a final look at traffic.
Traffic is looking pretty good by now. We had an earlier stall.
Tonight's game, tickets on the line for that, and it's April T-shirt of the Month Day. The first 20,000 fans, 16 and older, take home a Cards T-shirt, courtesy of TD Ameritrade. So, who's our first caller?
First up, we got Noelle from Belleville. Hi, Noelle.
Good morning.
How you feeling? Pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right.
Okay. Noelle.
The first Noelle.
Absolutely.
Wow. Sorry about that,
Noah. I can't believe, yeah, you should be sorry that you missed it, because that's right up your alley.
She's right, Tim.
Noelle, who slipped and face planted on the ice after singing the national anthem at the Predators game this Easter Sunday?
Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah!
You got it!
On fire!
Noelle, what's the name of the spokeswoman for Progressive Insurance?
Flo.
Noelle, final season of Game of Thrones is happening now. What season is it? 7, 8, or 9?
8.
Yeah! Yes! Congratulations, Noelle. That was a good guess.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't watch that show.
Well, you're going to watch the Cardinals tonight. You have tickets awesome. To tonight's game. Bring home a winner for us, will you, Noelle?
Absolutely.
All right, and we'll play three in a row again next week on the Courtney and Company Morning Show.
The Courtney and Company Morning Show is brought to you by SLU Care, the physician group of St. Louis University at slucare.edu. On Thursday, May 16th, before the...
Foodstuffs, I'm Tim Convey, your host for Foodstuffs. We're on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Follow us on there. You can also take a look at Sue Thomas, who was filling in for Lance on the traffic today. People were commenting on her voice, so we posted a picture. You can see what she looks like at Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. New location just opened last week in St. Charles on Main Street, so check that out.
Foodstuffs.
Fun foodstuffs up at Y98. First of all, Steph Curry, one of the best players in the NBA, takes his popcorn very, very seriously. And he ranked all the popcorn at every arena that he plays in the NBA.
I love it. It's kind of like when Lord did donut. No, onion rings. She had a secret onion ring Instagram account.
People didn't know it was her. Well, Steph's very public about this. He rates it on five different factors: freshness, saltiness, crunchiness, butter, and presentation. And he keeps it real. Even his own arena came in ninth place in the middle of the pack. Huh? You can check that out at Y98. He takes it very, very seriously. He says it sets his mood.
What's number one?
Dallas. The Dallas Mavericks arena.
Wow. Not his own.
Yeah. The worst is Staples Center in L.A.
Really?
That was interesting, yeah.
Foodstuffs.
Want to give you we'll talk more about National Pretzel Day on Friday, but Gus's Pretzels on Arsenal, 99 years old.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, really?
I think on National Pretzel Day.
Oh.
This year.
I don't think National Pretzel Day was a thing 99 years ago. Well,
maybe that's why it's National Pretzel Day, because they're like, Gus's in St. Louis started.
Really?
No, I'm assuming this year is 99 years, and they're celebrating it on National Pretzel Day. So free pretzels at Gus's on Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll also have Fitz's Root Beer and doing kind of a big celebration.
Oh, that's
cool. So make plans Friday. Maybe we should go out there.
I can't turn Gus's pretzel away if there are pretzels here.
I can't either.
They're one, especially the rods.
We should go after the show Friday.
Foodstuffs!
Yeah, who's with me?
That'll be great.
Oh, sorry, Jen.
I know. Whenever I see Gus's pretzels in here, because sometimes, like, for the home opener, they'll get the STL. Yes. I cry a little bit.
I know.
Because I love them
a soft pretzel.
I love them so much.
They do a good job.
Sorry.
We kind of hinted at this earlier, but it turns out it's definitely happening, even though we don't have a date. McDonald's this summer adding some of their most popular international items to their U.S. menu.
Ooh.
So from Spain, the Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger. It's a burger with creamy bacon sauce. Bacon sauce? I don't know.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Struble McFlurries from the Netherlands. It's a McFlurry with caramel waffle cookies blended.
Ooh. Oh, sweet.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Cheesy bacon fries from Australia.
Mm.
Good day, mate.
That was terrible.
Good day, mate.
I could come up with.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights. And the tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich from Canada. So all that McDonald's this summer.
Some
of, what sounds the best?
I like that McFlurry.
No McSushi?
No McSushi or McPizza.
I know.
Food stuffs.
That McFlurry sounds good. The Netherlands McFlurry. Yeah.
This is pretty interesting and it makes sense. A new study out of Ohio State University analyzed
the...
The Ohio... I don't care for it. Sorry, boss. They analyzed whether the weather outside had any effect on restaurant reviews. And they found that it's crazy. When it's raining, the odds of someone leaving a negative review, 290% higher.
Whoa! I would shut the doors.
Yeah, right? What do you do?
I mean,
how
man.
Do you fight that?
Because you're crabby. Because the whole rain thing and darkness brings you down.
You just need to say, hey, staff, it's raining. Step it up today.
Step it up
Be
today.
Extra friendly so we don't get a bad Yelp review.
That's a real bummer.
That's also some of these Yelp reviews tick me off.
Businesses having to deal with them.
Yep.
There's a place I go and... I'm not even going to get into it because it's not a restaurant. But somebody gave a terrible Yelp review and it has nothing to do with the actual business itself.
And that just hurts the business.
Yes. Yep. It's like I had trouble finding a parking spot. That's, again, not their fault.
Right.
You don't give them a one star.
I went in. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. When I came out, it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
One star. Why does the rain make us hate restaurants? The researchers say it's because rain puts us in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And the staff of the restaurant is in a bad... Oh, that makes sense.
Really? The rain puts us in a bad mood? Thanks, Ohio State University, for that stellar gem.
But the staff is in a bad mood.
The Ohio State
And University. Then they're maybe not treating you as well, and you're like, oh, these people aren't friendly, but it's raining. No one cares?
Mm-mm.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, like, the amount of time and effort that went into rain puts us in a bad mood.
Yeah.
No, but you don't...
The Yelp review thing is fascinating, that it goes up 290%. That's crazy.
But rain making us cranky, yeah. I get it. Okay, I had the Impossible Whopper, you know, not long ago. We talked about that.
The meatless Whopper?
The meatless...
The plant-based Whopper.
That's right. It was delicious. Food Beast just posted a list of the best meatless fast food options you can get. White Castle also has an Impossible Slider.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as good as the Burger King one. Taco Bell's 7-layer burrito.
Oh, yeah.
I would think one of those layers would have some meat.
Does it? I know. Same thing. I came across
it. Like, if I saw seven bizarre. Layers, right, I would never think it was all veggie.
No, because 7-layer dip is always...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like lots of cheese, sour cream, guacamole, salsa.
Refried beans.
Refried beans. We need two more. Lettuce. Tomatoes.
Done. Yay! Good job. Anyway.
Now I want a 7-layer burrito.
I know.
Five Guys Grilled Cheese, Wendy's Cheese Baked Potato, a lot of other stuff. All up at Y98.com. This has been Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
The music you hear on Y...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.